it can be exciting. You know, he's doing real, real good right now, man. You know, and he's making a lot of plays out here. You know, this is exactly what he needed. He needed to go to OTAs, and now in the training camp, he's real comfortable. He knows what he's doing, so he's just running. You know, and he's gonna be real good this year. I mean, really, really special.
The bigger of a weapon he becomes, how does that help you?
It just helps all of us. You know, and the more plays he can make out there, you know, they can't double us all. So, you know, I go out there and do my thing, and, you know, it'll open up things for Harry. We just got to stay out there and keep all our playmakers on the field, you know. You know, I just want to be in 11 personnel all day, but I'm not the offensive coordinator. So, you know, the more weapons we get out there, the more opportunities we got to make plays.
Roddy, big numbers through your career. What do you do to get better this year? What do you need to work on?
Oh, man, I just come to work and try to be consistent as possible every day I get on the field. You know, and that's what I pride myself on, just waking up every morning and trying to find a way to get better, just be more consistent. You know, I led the league in drops last year, so I got to fix that problem. And there's always things in your game you can fix, you know, and especially when it comes to route running. You know, I talk to coach, and if he don't like what I'm doing on certain routes, I try to change it up. So, you know, that's what I'm doing right now, and I'm just trying to get better. Oh, it's been good. You know, it's been good for us. It's been good for Harry. It's been good for Julio. It's been good for me. You know, to get guys like that, you know, he's a Pro Bowler. He's got over 50 interceptions in the league. You know, anything you can, you know, go against that guy and learn from him, you know, and how he plays the game is special. You know, and the more we learn from him, the better we'll be in games.
You mentioned the drops, but you're also among the highest targeted. And you've led the NFC in receptions 2 years in a row, you know, five straight years of 100 catches and whatnot. I mean, it's sort of a fine balance there. Isn't it? I mean, you can't beat yourself up too much is my question.
Yeah, I mean, you really can't, but, you know, I'm motivated. You know, every year I feel like if we don't win a playoff game, it's something I did wrong, it's more I got to do, you know, things like that. I'm just trying to find ways to win games, you know, and get us over the hump. You know, and that's my biggest thing. You know, I want to get on in the playoffs. I want everybody to be playing at a high level at that point on our team. And I just want us to go out there and excel, you know, and show everybody what we really can do. And everybody be playing at, you know, at their highest level. And we go out there and win a playoff game.
I'm saying tomorrow night we might have to get some contact. You have been looking forward to that. Does that make it real?
When you contacting your teammates? a little bit. You know, when we do these scrimmages against each other, you know, I just want to get to September healthy. So I'll be running out of bounds. I won't be trying to get as much contact as it is. But, you know, I love my teammates and things like that. So I won't be in there trying to pound them or anything like that. So.